ஓம் சாந்தி. After we finish our whole day, we all feel that now we go to rest. Then before rest, it is good to remember some good stories. So, today I will share some few yajna stories. In another word, we can say that experience with Baba's yajna. Baba's yajna is a wonderful family. And Baba is a wonderful father. So when we see a father and children, then it's a different type of experience. So when yajna started, it was not like an institution. Now it's an institution. Now it's different. When it started, it's different because that was the time to establish. And now everything settled. When I came, even 7 lessons also not clear. There was no any book, printed book of 7 lessons. When they were teaching, we were writing in our diary, you know. And we were taking notes. There was nothing to read for 7 days course, you know. And now, for 7 days course, how many books, how many CD, you know, how many cassette, you can have so much treasure. So, it's different time. So when, in the beginning, and especially when Brahma Baba was there, and the one who were coming and in knowledge and joining with this family, in those days, it's different. Every Wednesday, lunch time, it's picnic, you know. Everyone sit in a round and then Baba come and it's like a picnic, you know. Baba do chit-chat, Baba tell some stories. And then everyone get a dish, you know. And it is not outside somewhere or peace park or outside somewhere in garden or somewhere in mountain. Just, you know, there only. You know this history hall? You know history hall in Pandav Bhavan? Huh? So the terrace. You know terrace of Pandav Bhavan? That was outing space. So we sit there every Wednesday and picnic with Baba. So what was the important thing in that? That Baba was sharing some good stories with children, you know. So today I will select something for you, which may be good inspiration for you all. What I have also heard from, you know. We are listening from other and we remember it, we take lesson and we share with other. So in the beginning in yajna, There was a one very good story. What happened that in the beginning it was like a family. They all sit together and Baba speak Murli for children, or Baba share something to children. So one day what happened? You know, when a family everyone knows each other and everyone know that Baba like which child most. You know, in family it happened. So when everyone sitting, and suddenly Baba said, "You just go out from this gate. I don't need you." Baba told one of the daughters, "Are you with me? Are you listening?" So Baba told, "Go. Go from here. Baba don't need you." Now, you know, it was shock for everybody. And she taken time, you know, slowly, because now her mind started question where I will go, what I will do, what my future. You know, slowly she was standing up, and it took time to come out, and Baba was just looking the way she was going out. And she left the door, then she reached near to the main gate. Meanwhile, Baba was speaking nothing. And Baba was watching everyone's face, you know. And when she reached near to the gate, Baba told, "Go and tell her, come back." So the other sister ran to stop her, to tell her, come back. So she came back. Baba said, "Sit down." And then Baba asked her, "What you were thinking when you left the classroom, you reached to the gate, what you were thinking?" And she said that, "I got shocked that now everything I surrendered to Baba. If Baba don't need me, where I will go? Who I will contact? I don't know outside world anybody. Because Baba said go, so I was wondering, should I take my clothes or this, that?" And I was blank. I just confused what to do. Baba said, "Fail." Baba said, "Fail. Because if you surrender to Baba, if Baba tell you to go, Baba knows every step, what to follow, what to do for the child." And then Baba asked the whole class, "What you all were thinking?" So they share that, "We were wondering that this child whom you said go, you like that child most. And we were wondering if the most you like the child you said go, then what is our future?" So we all were in question mark, that if something happened to us this way, what will our future? Baba said, "Everyone fail. Everyone fail." So you see that how Baba take taste of children. And in that, how we have to be careful, you know. Maybe now it's different taste paper, you know. If by chance any teacher tell you that, "Please don't come now," we stop coming and we cry, you know. Or we complain to other teachers that, "I don't know, she done my insult and she should don't do like that and that and that." You know. But Baba was giving lesson practically this way. And another story, that every evening also Baba used to give Murli. Morning Murli 3 pages, evening Murli maybe 1 page, 1.5 pages, every day Baba also spent. But before Baba come, all Baba's children get together and one sit on the stage and start to sharing about service or any subject they take and they discuss. But when Baba come, they stop. And then Baba asks sometime, "What you discuss?" So then they have to give report to Baba. One day what happened? That they were discussing that, you know, this history hall, two door here, two door there, all door open, and everyone select the choice from which door they want to come, and they put their shoes, you know, every door outside, their shoes there. And when Baba come, the shoes outside, you know, all shoes outside, and so they were planning before Baba come that now from tomorrow, one door we keep without shoes from where Baba come, and we can use other door to put our shoes. So they were discussing and planning, and suddenly Baba came. So they stopped. Baba sat on the stage. Baba said, okay, today what was the subject? And everyone was, no one was replying. Baba said, today you have discussed nothing. She said, no, Baba, not like that. You know. Baba said, no, you're the one who was on the stage. What discussion? And she also feel not to share, you know. But Baba said, Baba want to know what you discuss. Then she said, Baba, you know, today we were discussing that God coming to our door and to teach us, we should keep one door without shoes. So from that door, you know, it respect of God, that we were planning. And Baba was so serious, you know, like this. Now everyone thought that this subject was not right. You know, Baba was so serious for a few minutes. And after a few minutes, Baba said, anyway, you children have discussed about the shoes, that one door without shoes. But outside there is no shoes when Baba come in. But when Baba come in, all shoes are sitting here. So where, all shoes here. So where Baba put them? So indirect Baba was telling that not be so much conscious about that shoes, maybe you put in line, but not so much. But this is also shoes, you know. So Baba was teaching very good, powerful lesson, just very funny way, very tricky way, very nicer way. So that was interesting, you know, to learn. And you know, one day I asked Baba when I came in Madhuban, I was so excited to take photograph. In those days, no mobile, you know, no camera, no fashion, you know, before 50 years ago. But I had the thought that if I get photograph of mine with Baba, I have not told Baba actually. You know, my thought that I want photograph with Baba. How it can be possible? And suddenly Baba tells somebody, they tell that brother to come with the camera. And I was surprised. When that brother came, say, okay, take picture of this daughter with Baba. When he taken, I was so happy. And then Baba said, you will get photograph with this Baba, but no need to remember this Baba, okay? The Baba that is not in your picture, remember that Baba. You know, Shri Baba will not be in that picture. So you have to remember that Baba. But this Baba with you, no need to remember. So indirect Baba, you know, gave me photograph also. But the same time Baba gave lesson that no need to remember this physical costume. So Baba catch our thought, but the same time Baba give lesson also. And that is great lesson of life. The other experience with Yagya, that, you know, Yagya in 1974 sent me Africa. So, you know, when I came back Madhuban, I thought it foreign, you know, it's so far. So, when I come, I will get very good time with daddy. You know, that was thought. And whenever I come near to daddy's room, it queue. Whenever I come to daddy's room, it queue. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, I came for 15 days. Now 5 days gone. And every time queue outside. So you know, I was wondering that now time is going and I have come from foreign land and no importance. And they all Madhuban Nivasi in queue, all every day they are queue, every day they queue. So what about us? We are very far. Daddy should give us time. Now I was not aware about the system, any system, you know, that. And then, you know, I was crying, sitting outside and just tear in my eyes and, you know, like that. So somebody saw, you know, some Muni Ben or somebody saw. So what happened? I said, nothing. She said, no. You are sick? I said, no. You have stomach pain? No. Said, why are you crying? What? I said, you know, when we come from foreign, we think that daddy give us time and 5 days gone and still queue. Every day I come and queue. She said, okay, don't worry. She hold my hand. She taken me from another door. There is a, you know, front door, the queue. And she taken me near the door, backside the bathroom door. From bathroom to kitchen to... She brought me inside, and still, you know, my eye were little tear, and you know. And she said, Daddy, I have brought Vedanti. She said, oh, good, come. And then Muniben said, you know, Daddy, Vedanti was sitting outside, and she had tear that Daddy not giving time, and so, you know, Daddy taken out handkerchief, and she done like this, you know, and she done like this, and say, okay, so tell me what. I said, no, Daddy, you know I have come from Africa only 2 weeks. And every day I come to meet you and queue. Daddy say, I tell you something? You want to tell you anything? You want to tell anything? I said, no, everything is fine. She said, any problem? I said, no. That queue is for problem. Whoever have problem, they stand in queue. All this Yajna Madhuban Nivasi, so they have to come in queue to meet me and I solve their problem. So, I was not aware, no, about it. So Daddy gave me permission forever that don't wait in that queue, they have queue of problem. You come from the back door like a family member and I never ever all this year came with any problem to Daddy. She said, any problems? So Daddy said, no problems, no problem teacher, okay, no problem, no problem. So Daddy, you know, so what was I was thinking that Daddy not giving me time and the inside system was different. So what happened in Brahmin family, sometimes we thinking about other people different way and that is not reality. Reality is different. But when we open ourselves, then we know the reality. That's what reality is. So this is yajna, and in yajna, we need to understand this. So then what happened that my conversation started with Daddy. And Daddy said, okay, so what you want to tell? I said, Daddy, you know, I want that now we are very far from India and we cannot come now and then like from Ahmedabad to Madhuban. So just I want that when I come at least I can get chance to see you, to say you hello. And you know what Daddy done? I remember that action. She said, never feel that you are far from Daddy. Vedanti, Daddy, Daddy, Vedanti, Vedanti, Daddy, Daddy. She was doing like this. You know? So she was saying, Vedanti, Daddy, Daddy, Vedanti. So you don't feel that you are far from Yogi and Daddy. So this is very loveful action, you understand? So this is yajna, you know, we can feel that how they bring us so near in that feeling, that the distance of Africa and India, she cleared it out. There is no distance, you know. So that was very good experience. You know, once what happened that in Africa, there was a problem of visa and permit and little confusion, and in those days the board, you know, the board, Brahma Kumari, 12 people in that board, in those days. And it's like register board. So every year they do meeting and they decide, and I'm just gone as a teacher, you know, on permit. So I have no any rights in my hand. What they tell, I have to do. So now what happened, that in that situation, I was feeling that India was good. You know, our home. Why I have come here, and what is this all, and what they tell I have to do, and I was just wondering that what should I do now, you know. I cannot tell that I cannot stay here. But coincidence that committee have decided they want to send me back to India. And they demand for other teacher. So I came Madhuban. And when I came Madhuban, I told Daddy, in Madhuban I will clean vessel every day, you know. That's like a servant cleaning vessel. I don't want to do lectures anymore. It says, you know, cleaning the vessels, not lectures. And I will be happy. And that time Daddy told me that take round of Nakhi Lake with Gulzar Daddy. So she sent me with Gulzar Daddy. And Gulzar Daddy giving me lesson on the way. Whichever type of attitude students have, but you are mother. I said, no, I cannot be mother, I'm so young, 35 years, I'm not. Say, no. You have to be mother for them all, and you have to go back. And you have to be mother, and they are all your children, and with that consciousness you will go back, and you have to do service. So, they send me back. And I became mother by force. So this yajna is teaching us so many lessons which we have to learn and we have to change. You know. I finish. Stories. Good stories? Okay, Om Shanti.